About a third of Native Americans say they've experienced discrimination when they seek jobs, try for promotions, or earn equal pay. That's according to a new poll by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Some tribes are trying to combat that discrimination by creating their own jobs. Graham Lee Brewer reports.
When he started working as a bartender a few years ago in Seattle, Howie Echohawk says he began experiencing discrimination. First, a bar manager told him to get a respectable haircut.
I had a mohawk, which is like the traditional style of my people, and I wore it because of that.
Echohawk is a member of the Pawnee Nation of Oklahoma. So he cut his hair. Then, a few months later, he broke his ankle and had to take some time off.
When I finally came back to work, one of the managers there told me that's what happens when you Indians get your fire water. And so I filed a complaint very quickly and basically put in my 2 weeks' notice.
Still in Seattle, Echohawk says racial misconceptions followed him to his first communications job. His company launched an advertising campaign using indigenous peoples in it. Echohawk says those images have been widely criticized by Native communities because they posed indigenous peoples in colorful outfits that didn't accurately represent their culture or heritage.
It was not good, and I was pretty livid, actually.
Echohawk met with his bosses several times, and they offered a compromise, but it left a sour taste in his mouth.
This is something that I feel is important for anybody who's trying to understand when somebody has to talk about their oppression to the people who benefit from that oppression. It is, you're pleading your humanity. And to do that is hard.
Hard if you already have a job, even harder if you're seeking one. In the NPR poll, almost two-thirds of Native Americans living in majority Native areas say the availability of local jobs is worse than other places. About the same amount also say Native Americans are paid less than white people for equal work. The Cherokees are trying to change that.
Most definitely. Today, we have an opportunity.
Diane Kelly is the executive director for career services for the Cherokee Nation. When she started working in this office 40 years ago, one of her main jobs was to protect tribal members against workplace discrimination.
A lot of the people back then were working as temps. They weren't actually working on a full-time basis. They were working during seasonal type work. And the ones that were maintained and kept were normally not the Indian people.
Kelly says now, her work is changing. The tribe now employs more than 11,000 people, which doesn't include contract work with Native-owned businesses. With federal support, Kelly helped establish one of the largest tribal employment offices in the country.
Anybody that wants a job today can get a job. I'm serious. There are jobs everywhere.
It's in part due to the legacy of centuries of oppression against Native peoples that has led Chief Bill John Baker to make job growth a priority. He says, were it not for the Cherokee Nation's economic success, many tribal members would have little to no employment opportunities.
Anytime we put out a hiring call, we try to hire family first.
Baker says the Cherokee Nation is hiring everyone, from janitors to doctors. And the tribe is trying to remove employment barriers through scholarships, education, and job training programs.
As long as we've got Cherokee citizens that are needing jobs, we're going to try to put those paychecks in the hands of tribal citizens.
By circumventing a legacy of institutional discrimination, some tribes, like the Cherokee Nation, are not only providing jobs for their members, they're becoming major economic forces in their regions. The Cherokees report they now have an annual economic impact of more than $2 billion in Oklahoma. For NPR News, I'm Graham Lee Brewer.